What about your family? What's going to happen with the farm?
My son's very interested in taking over, but he's got a good job.
Taking over as is, or has he got any other interests?
No, he's interested in farming, isn't he, really?
Is he interested in the cows and the dairy herd? Or?
Yes, he's interested in all that. He's got a good job, so I wouldn't like him to give that up just for the sake of being able to take over a dairy herd, because I don't know if there's going to be enough money into it. So
depending who you sell your milk to, of course.
No, Andrew is interested. He wants to take over when I cease from managing it.
There's quite a bit now, isn't he? What he can.
I do delegate a bit more now, and I do give him a lot more responsibility for ordering things like fertiliser, cow diets, building materials if we need it. He tries to get a good deal on things.
I suppose actually his job is benefiting him in that, because he's learning and making contacts, isn't he?
Yeah, he's. I think that's really why he's become as good as he is. To able to solve problems, because he goes to lots and lots of farmers in all different areas, so he sees good and bad farms, good land and bad land, and good herds and bad herds.
And hopefully learning from it.
And he kind of like does a lot of problem solving, doesn't he, for those people, so he comes back home and tries to solve all of my problems if I've got any. and he always finds some.
So, but generally, looking around this area, around the Southwest Peak, round here, mm-hmm. You know, you've got a lot of poor and exposed land. How do you see things going?
Well, the changes we've seen in the last 35 years is phenomenal. I mean, just look at, we used to have one of those battery cases with a phone on top of it, which was like as big as a briefcase. And now we've got a mobile phone in 35 years, not much bigger than a small purse, and doing so many jobs, it's unbelievable for that little phone. So the next 35 years, if it leapfrogs again in another 35 years' time, and there's as many changes again, I do actually feel sorry for the South West Peak, because I don't think there's going to be many dairy farms left.
No, but I mean, just round the little farms up round here on the tops, it's like nobody can afford to work on them, to do the work, is
there? Absolutely, I don't think they ever will be viable farms. I think they'll just be, they'll be hobby farms for people with quite good salaries.
There'll just be a few big farms, all automated.
Even ourselves with 150 cows, I do think possibly in another 30 years' time, 35 years' time, when Andrew's like my age, he might be thinking, we just can't continue any further.
Or things might come round again.
Well, one never knows. Well, the way it's going, then there will probably be just like 10 farmers in every county that milk 2,000-3,000 cows.
Do you think that's a good thing?
No.
Do you see any way of keeping the South West Peak going in a beneficial way?
Well, propping farmers up with grants and things like that, that's not going to happen, is it?
It doesn't look like it. But unless there's money, enough money put into the job to keep people working, especially youngsters.
There is that. Not looking into any crystal balls or anything, but I think any probably youngster that really is fired up and interested enough will probably try to find a way into farming. And just by sheer determination, the odd one will probably be able to keep going. But I don't think there's much room for lots of young people in farming. There's just too many things going against them.
Especially when they've seen the parents working all hours.
The thing probably which bothers me really is that possibly, even though we're milking 150 cows now, where we were milking 100 before and then 60 before that, how many more cows will you have to milk in 35 years' time to be able to continue with the farm? Just worries me a bit, because that means it's going to have to be more intensive, or we're going to have to buy more land. So in other words, all the time we're borrowing money trying to
stand still,
keep up with the Joneses, or stand still.
And there comes a time when you actually can't physically or mentally do it, doesn't it?
No, that's right.